No, I'm going to keep it. So my name is Rebecca Flaminio. Your name is?
Giuseppina Flaminio.
Yes, this is my nonna. She was born in 1930 in Torre de Paside in Pescara in Abruzzo, Italy. She is the mother of three, to my father and two aunts. She immigrated to Canada in 1959. Today is October 6th, and we're holding this interview in my nona's house in Hamilton, Ontario. Nona, I'm going to be asking you a few questions on your trip from Italy to Canada and your experiences throughout. And I also have my father here translating for us. What's your name?
John Flaminio.
Yes. Okay, Nona, first question. What brought you to Canada?
Me?
Why did you come to Canada?
Yeah.
Better life.
With my husband.
Your husband?
To meet my husband.
Because he was here? Why did he come to Canada?
When?
Why?
No, why?
Why? Because I got my husband here.
No, but why did he come?
Why'd your husband come?
Why'd
you both leave Italy?
Why did Dad come here first?
Papà.
Yeah.
Quando è venuto.
No, but why? Perché?
E non era, no.
He needed work? Did he work?
Was he following the masses?
He worked, yeah.
Who told him to come?
È venuto come putatore. Ti hanno chiamato, no?
Who called him?
L'agenzia stava qua.
Yeah.
A prima che aiutava tutti i migranti, però era da pagare. Il papà era venuto quando era giovane ancora.
Yeah.
I sinetri erano venuti. E come putatore della pianta, che aveva fatto a putare la pianta,
yeah.
No? Cosa così, you know.
So he went through an agency. So Nonna came over when he was younger,
yeah,
to work. So he went through an agency, and an agency said there's availability here to work.
Yeah.
To pick plants?
Yeah.
To pick on farms?
Yeah.
So that's what he came over to do that.
Was he running from the war or something like that?
This was after war.
Dopo, ha fatto l'elettricista perché all'Italia faceva motorista navale.
Right.
E un motore faceva.
Right. So he was a diesel mechanic on a boat in Italy. When he came to Canada, he became an electrician.
Perché ha studiato dopo qua.
Oh, he studied here to become an electrician.
Yeah.
In Canada. But he was single, right? He wasn't, was he married?
He was single.
But he went back to Italy, he got married.
Yes.
And then he came here by himself.
Yeah.
Right? To study to become an electrician.
After 3 months we got married, Papa came here.
So
he has a little baby.
Right. So you were married in Italy, but then Dad came here.
Yes.
And he worked.
He worked.
And then you came after.
Yeah. I fabbrica di sta casa. Huh? Yes, fabbrica per la casa.
Oh, he was building a house?
Yeah.
This house, no?
E papà mi diceva a me che ne da venire perché ci mancava la porta alla casa. Io sono dito, non importa.
So he said, don't come yet because I don't have doors on the house.
I don't have a door in the house. I say, I want to come back.
And Nona said, I don't care about doors. I just want to come.
Yeah. This house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This house. Oh,
this house. I was born when this house was born.
Yeah.
You were over in...
Tu in Laurier.
But you guys were in Laurier.
Yeah. Stavamo a Laurier.
And he was building this at the same time.
Papà si va per la casa.
I see. Okay.
So besides Nona, did you know anybody else that lived in Canada here?
No.
No?
Nobody?
Come?
Did you know anybody in Canada when you came?
No, solo Giovanna so mi ha fatto conoscere papà.
But did Dad know anybody when he came here?
Yeah, papà stava ha fatto combattere Vincenzo e Giovanna quando
Vincent and
De Benedictus.
De Benedictus. So Dad knew them when they came to Canada.
Yeah.
Because he met them.
So family friends.
Family friends, yeah. So there was nobody else, nobody from Toronto, like our cousins from Toronto.
Stavano tutti parenti a Toronto, I cugini di papà.
Did he know that when he came to Canada, they were there?
Yeah.
Before?
Oh, no, dopo hanno venuto.
Oh, they came after. So Dad really didn't know anybody here?
No.
And you didn't know anybody here?
Yeah, I don't know nobody.
Okay. And you first arrived in 1959? What part of Canada did you
Halifax.
Live? In Halifax? Okay. And how'd you get here? By boat?
I came by boat.
By boat? And then from Halifax, did you fly to Ontario?
No.
No?
We go by train. Oh, Halifax.
From Halifax?
We took a train from Toronto. Oh,
okay.
We went to Toronto.
Okay.
And Toronto, Remo was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he bring me Hamilton.
And he brought you here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How was the boat? Do you remember the experience?
The boat was... Finalmente mi ricordavo il nome del boat.
Do you remember the name of the boat?
Andrea Doria, mi pare.
Andrea Doria.
Yeah.
The name of the boat was Andrea Doria.
Andrea Doria.
Were there a lot of people?
Yes, a lot of people, but I can come upstairs... Because I was sick.
Yeah, I remember you saying
that. And I got the baby.
So she came with
me. And somebody watched the baby. And I stayed down in come si chiama?
Latrine in the bathrooms?
Stava,
the first level?
Stava sotto la cuccetta. Non poteva cosa perché vomiteva.
Yeah. So she was feeling seasick.
Yeah.
So she couldn't get out of her couchette.
I can't go out.
And so who was the lady taking care of Aunt Gabe?
Just one friend coming with the boat with me.
Okay, so just a friend.
Where was she from?
Maria Popoli.
Maria Popoli. And where was she from? Was she from Abruzzese as well?
Da Popoli veniva.
Oh, she was from Popoli?
Yeah.
Okay.
E quella veniva giovane pure.
She was younger like
e
you.
Dopo la, e, quella che tuo marito teneva, Yanni, si chiamava.
Yanni? Oh. So she met her on the boat.
Yeah,
Okay. And how old were you when you immigrated here?
28.
28. And you're from Torre de Paside. And you said your journey was you were really seasick and everything.
Yes, every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But generally, the surroundings were pretty happy.
Yeah, everybody happy over there, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And do you remember your first impression of Canada?
No. Remo bring me to Joanna's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Joanna and Eft. Remo got a girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah, he was so jealous.
But Ma, what did you think of Canada when you came? As soon as you stepped off the
I like it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Was it cold? When was it?
I imagine it would be summer, no?
Was it cold? When was it?
Ever March.
March? Oh,
May.
Oh, May. May.
Yeah, yeah. So it was
May.
May in Halifax. So it was, I don't know, probably not really warm.
Però papà mi ha portato alla casa che teneva a rendita.
Uh-huh.
E dopo mi ha portato là. Sono stata un poco là, parecchi mesi.
Mm.
E dopo ho cominciato a fabbricare la casa.
Yeah, but you lived...
Lot.
Right, but we lived on Geneva, and then we lived on...
No, molto lo so dire.
I can't remember anyway. Delmar? Delmar?
Barnesdale.
Oh, Barnesdale. So she first arrived, they had a rented place on Barnesdale in Hamilton.
Barnesdale, yes.
A rented house. And then they bought a house up on the mountain? And we must have.
Yeah, dopo the quail. Dopo che so ita a rente da là. Ma dopo cominciata a fabbrica la casa.
Right. On West 19th? Why, did he build a second
house? A free court. Deve curto que papá se va a fabricar na casa.
No, I didn't.
A dosso stadella parecchio tempo.
Oh.
A ele quando sou conosciuto di Salvador.
Yeah.
Yeah, che esteva Gabriele esteva vicino alla porta con me.
Yeah.
Iva passeva. Aí dice scommette che tu sei italiana perché la bambina c'ha gli occhi belli.
So Nona saying that when she first came to, right, they rented a place in Barnesdale. And then from there, Nonno was building a house on the mountain.
Yeah. April Court.
April Court.
Cucina per Gabriele.
No, because Gabriel lives on April Court in Ancaster. But it must be about Denmark, Delmar, because Salvatore and Eva lived around that area.
Yeah, chi altra? E nuta navamo la casa.
Bardusco, Gino.
Ma è che?
Over here. Okay, so on the mountain by Buchanan Park.
Yeah, Buchanan Park.
Nona was building a house, and that's where their good friends Salvatore and Eva. Eva was walking by, and she noticed Aunt Gabri, and she said to Mom, "I think you're Italian because the baby looks really Italian or beautiful Italian eyes."
Yeah,
and that's when they first met. And they were friends ever since, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Anyway, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So your impressions of Canada then was you liked it?
Yeah, I like it.
Nice.
I was like,
yeah.
You're happy to be here.
And did you encounter any obstacles or barriers as a new immigrant to Canada?
Was there any problems that you had or anything that you found that was?
No, I'm jealous.
Jealous of
because you got this girlfriend,
right? But well, what about
I was so mad.
But Ma, what about like when you went? Did you go? Where did you find supermarkets? Did you find it hard to speak?
Accommodate.
Oh yeah.
Tell us about that.
E dopo portava Gabriele sopra un carrozzino e la chiamavano la Dolly perché Gabriele era bella proprio piccolina. Yeah.
So how did you go to the supermarket?
Yeah, for a store, yeah. Yeah, so I saw pure la mamma de Gael, che stava alla casa de Steinberg, si chiama.
Yeah, Steinberg's. Yeah. So she used to go to Steinberg's, and yeah. Actually that's where she used to see Grandma at Steinberg's, because she
was. Oh, yeah,
I saw it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Huh.
I remember.
But that was way later. So you used to go to grocery store, even though you didn't know the language. Did you find that hard?
Di fatto, una volta so comprato le scatolelle che pareva il mouton e la magnetola.
So she found it. She bought cat food where she thought it was tuna.
Oh, and you
make cat food? It was tuna.
Yeah.
And cat food.
Oh, you didn't see. So other than that, nothing really. Wow, okay. Did you bring any items of importance with you when you came to Canada? Like photographs, family heirlooms?
What did you bring from Italy when you came?
Did you have big suitcases?
What did
stuff?
You take with you from Italy when you came over on the boat?
Portato la roba, la biancheria, no? La lenzuola.
So she brought all her linen.
Okay.
Because she...
Un baule. So portato un baule.
She brought a big trunk.
Yeah.
All her linen because she used to needlepoint, right?
Oh, right.
So all of that needlepoint she brought with her.
No, yeah, but no, so portato la lenzuola.
But like linen, like... blankets and towels.
Yeah,
and
the towel.
Things like that. Yeah, what about anything specific from your family that you brought with you? Well, you brought all your rings.
No, che potevo portare già.
Your rings and your
jewelry. Photos.
Pictures?
I don't know.
No?
Well, how do we have all these?
Those came from Italy, didn't they? Yeah, we went back.
You went back after?
Yeah.
So all the photos we have now were not with her initially?
So you didn't take any pictures when you came back?
In your trunk?
Oh, yeah. I put... no, dell'Italia.
Yeah, well, that was when she was okay. So when she had her when you go on, what's the word I'm looking for?
Giro de noz.
Honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
Thank you. Oh. So when they were on their honeymoon, they took all those pictures, and you brought those with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Está dentro.
I know where they are. So nothing else? You bring anything from your family when you came over?
No. Sono morto tutta. Solo di Urania dopo la
subattamento.
That was after. Just basically clothes and stuff?
Yeah, just clothes and stuff. She didn't have much.
No.
Okay, you can say no to this next question. Would you be willing to allow them to be studied and made available to a wider community?
No, that's okay. Would you want to have those pictures available to so that other people can look at them? So that other people can look at them and write about them? No.
And did you encounter any obstacles, barriers, difficulties giving birth in Canada?
When you had Rosie, did you have any difficulties, any people that
speak English?
Even speaking English or anything else that caused...
Documented papers and stuff like
that. Yeah, did you have or did you not have the right papers for them? Did you have any issues when you went to St. Joseph Hospital?
Getting health care.
No.
Did you have a doctor?
Yes, Dr. Shime.
Dr. Shime was available for you. So no, right? No issues, no problems?
Yeah, quando nata Rosa, stava la trouble che non poteva nascere.
Apart from no,
because
but was there any? Did you come against anything that caused you issue with going to the hospital or getting care?
Yes, because prima che entrate, papà muteva quando mi aveva fatto lì.
But that was physical.
Ma papà non già poteva stare prima, non già facevano stare.
Right, so dad couldn't show up because they didn't allow the husbands to go into the birthing room. So what about language, Ma? Did you have issues talking to them?
No.
You could understand and speak?
Understand a little bit.
You understood a little bit.
I mean, I think it's pretty
universal.
She had an Italian doctor.
Oh, so that made it easy.
Dr. Shime
was fluent in both English and Italian.
Oh, okay. So was he just initially given to all women that are Italian, like immigrants?
How did you find
Dr. Shime? How did you find an Italian doctor?
The Benedictus?
I don't know.
Because they live close to each other, right? Mr. De Benedictus.
But they're Regina Giovanna, Dr. Shime.
Dopo, yeah.
If forse Giovanna forse mi ha trovato.
Yeah, her friend Joanna found them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And describe your experience as a new mother and recent immigrant to Canada. So before Rosie and you had Aunt Gabe, how was it immigrating here with a baby?
Stato rough.
Rough. Why? It was rough. Why?
Stato rough. Okay.
How? Like, what did you find difficult? I mean, she was strange to the land, so she didn't know anybody. It was her husband, Remo, who helped her out with everything.
He helped me everywhere.
To go out and to speak and to go into the community and speak to people. What about with a new baby? What would you be doing?
Well, I assume like what it could relate back to is when you were sick and you had the baby and you needed somebody to take care of it. Thank God there was a kind person to take care of it. But I guess that would add an extra struggle because you're not only thinking about yourself now. You got to worry about two things.
Right. Anything else that was trouble with
like finding a school, was that hard?
No.
No.
Who did you have anybody to help you? You went to an Italian school?
No, so it per imparare un po' l'inglese.
Oh, she went to an English speaking, or she took English classes.
Yeah, but not much, just a little bit.
Only a couple of times.
Okay. And did you exchange letters with relatives in Italy?
All the time.
What?
Did you ever write back to Italy?
Yeah.
All the time. I remember you and Zia Vendorina used to send letters back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
So how often would you write home?
I don't know. Quando tempo già.
No, but how much? Every month did you write letters back?
Every week.
She used to send money.
A Giurania, perché ancora.
So we had one aunt that she used to send money to.
Yeah.
Through the mail?
Through the mail.
Wow.
And that was always an issue, right? Every time we send money to the mail?
Yeah. Why? E dopo mia zia mi scrivevano, you know.
So her sisters used to always write her, and she used to write her sisters and send money to her sisters. But yeah. Ma, tell us about what would happen when we put money in the envelopes. What happened to the money? When you used to call Zia Vendorina up and you used to say, did you get my letter?
Yeah.
And did you get the money?
Yeah.
And then...
It's a heavy
song. No, I know, but... Yeah, but sometimes you wouldn't.
No.
Sometimes you say... she used to then speak on the phone. But most of the times it was writing letters, and then you would put money in, and then she would say, I never got it.
As a joke?
No.
No matter God.
No? Okay. There were times. I remember you said that it never went through.
Like the people money would never take the money out?
Somebody... The post office...
No, una volta che è successo che... Mandrata una femmina, ha detto posso parlare al telefono. Io tenevo i soldi sopra il tavolo e tenevo questa lettera per scrivere, che si aveva scritto. Quando quello ha fatto finta che stava parlando al telefono, io per educazione non mi sono stato vicino. Quello sapeva di soldi che vado a esplodire e sono io.
So there was a time when she was about to put the money in the envelope that she was writing to her sister, and some woman came in and said, can I use your phone? So she let her use her phone, and she left the room, and she took the money.
Oh.
She took the money, and she left.
Oh, see, you can't trust. That's funny. Would you be willing to allow those letters to be transcribed, studied, and made available to a wider community?
We don't even know where those letters are. Those letters went to Italy. They never... Oh, those letters... Did you keep the letters that Zia Vendorina used to send you and your friends? You didn't keep any of those letters?
No.
You tossed them.
In primo tempo, ricevevo la lettera di papà.
Mm-hmm.
Che mi scriveva.
Your father?
No, Raymond.
No, but did you keep any of the letters that Zia Vendorina sent
you?
Zia Chieti or... I thought maybe you would have kept them. No, she didn't keep any of the letters.
Okay,
no.
Where is home for you and why?
Why?
So when somebody says, where is your home? Would you say, where is your home? Is your home Canada? Or is your home Italy? Where's home for you?
Canada.
Always been Canada?
Yeah.
Italy has never been...
Dopo, stava fitta là, mica per la mela che stava di papà.
But it didn't feel like home? You know when people say, I feel at home here.
No.
Canada's always...
I feel good in here.
You were ready to leave Italy?
I feel very good. You know.
Canada's always felt home to you.
She
has no regrets at all. She didn't really feel like Italy was her home.
You didn't like Italy?
Because I don't have anybody.
She had nothing.
Only my sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she never really felt at home there.
Okay. And... Looking back at this experience, is there anything you would have done differently?
Looking back at the whole
all of Canada.
When you came over with Gabri, when you settled here with Dad and everything, would you have done anything different?
No. Volevo fare differente.
No, no, no.
Hai fatto la famiglia.
So she said, no, what would I do differently? I made a family here.
I made a family here. I was happy.
Very happy. She had her own place to live because she was she always rented when she was in Italy.
Okay.
So they never owned anything. She grew up in the monastery, right? So
yeah.
She grew up with the nuns. So she really didn't have kind of that family unit. But when she came to Canada, now she had her own house, this place.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had her own family. So it was...
No-brainer.
I was good in here.
Yeah.
She was good here.
You were happy to leave.
Yeah.
Did the experience of motherhood giving birth in Canada give you an increased sense of Canadian identity? In other words, did this experience make you feel more Canadian?
So after you had Rosie, and then you had me, did that experience make you feel more Canadian? Because now your kids were born here?
Yes.
So
I feel in here good. No.
So you felt more established. More Canadian, yes. Than Italian.
Yeah.
More belonging. Is there anything further you would like to add to this story? Would you like to talk about how you were jealous?
Good.
Is there anything else you want to talk about, like how you were jealous?
Yeah, jealous. Yeah.
He had a girlfriend you didn't know about?
He got a woman here.
In Canada.
He stayed with 5 years with this woman. Uh-huh. And when I come, she phoned me one time.
Uh-huh.
She said to me, you come back in Italy. And I said, you come back in Germany, because she was
German.
Yeah, and he say you don't know Remo. I love Remo.
Yeah.
I say you come back in Germany because he married me.
Yeah, I see your ring.
That's the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I was jealous of her.
Mm-hmm. And when you lived in Italy, I remember you telling a story about the. Was it the German?
We going back with the baby.
No.
Johnny was 10 months old.
No.
When we going back.
Oh, we went back to Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, to visit.
You remember?
Yeah, that's where I learned how to walk.
Yeah. Alaspia.
In Piscata. Do you want to talk about, do you remember when you were younger, like 12 years old, and it was the Second World War? And what it was like to live in the town during the Second World War?
Yeah, the Germany was down my house.
They were down.
The Germany,
mm-hmm.
It was there. Somebody one my sister, and my father. He said, "No way," because Cristo voleva. Voleva di Avendorin.
Okay.
Un tedesco voleva di Avendorin.
Yeah.
Il papà si è messo con bastone a retro la porta. Giù faceva entrare.
So the German wanted to visit her sister, but her father said no way, and he was the one who held...
The shovel.
He had the shovel behind the door, expecting the Germans to come in, right?
Yeah.
But he never did.
But they never did, right?
No.
They went away.
Stavano sotto alla casa del papà,
mm-hmm.
Stavano i cavalli di tedesco, proprio, stavano vicino.
Their horses were there?
Yeah.
So the Germans had their horses parked there.
Dove stavano sotto papà.
Where my father, at Remo's house was.
Yeah.
So they had put their horses there.
Stavano i dorsi dei tedeschi, stavano a terra. Yeah.
Hmm.
E dopo gli apparecchi che passavano, calavano la bomba.
And then the overhead planes that went by and the bombs
yeah,
were going off.
Yeah, pure calavano la bomba, che io tenevo skylight alla cucina, e dopo sarotto perché era cascata una bomba vicino.
So they had like a little skylight in their kitchen, and it broke because one of the bombs went off close to the house.
Oh, and the glass broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, she remembers that. So you were what? You were 12. If you were born in 1930, yeah, my, you were 12.
Yeah.
So that would have been 1943. Scappava sotto
la rotti scouts, scappando quando passavano gli apparecchi.
So when the planes were going over, they used to run and hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Long time ago.
All right. Thank you for participating, Nona.
You finish?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that.
Good?